Or is he just the detective?
We've never revealed the detective's name in canon
of what is available to the public.
I'm trying to make that sound mysterious.
He's never been named.
We've never given him a name. No one's ever given him a name.
Yeah, we just call him in your own head. Do you?
No, not my head either.
Okay.
We talk about like the detective, like the bad guy, and then the daughter. The daughter of the bad guy kind of came in part five. Mm-hmm. And continues in this one. This song is, part six is really cool for us. I feel like it's really a showcase of our whole band. Like, there's lots of solos in the song. Mm-hmm. So, like, almost everybody gets a moment to shine.
Yeah.
And when you have 10 people in your band, it's great if you can do that.
Also good if you have 10 people in your band that can all shine.
Well, not all of them can shine. I don't always shine.
Hey, man, I've been playing guitar for 20 years. If someone's like, "Hey, Johnny, take the solo," I'll be like,
"No."
Wrong guy, man.
Same. Wrong guy. Well, I try to liken it to, like, these guys grew up playing lots of video games. I grew up playing sports. And so, like, I view it very much like a sports team. I ran a soccer team for a long time. And there are different people who are going to play different roles on a soccer field. And so, like, you have your forwards who are going to put it in the net. I feel like the same way thing with Brethren. Like, I kind of generally write most of the melodies, so our horn lines and stuff like that, and all the guitar parts and stuff like that. But I can't do what Sweet can do on a Barry Sax. I can't do what Lawrence can do. I can't do what our new lead guitarist can do. So those guys can do things that I can't do. I can't do what Scott can do, right? And so I really feel like,
to be fair, no one can do what Scott can do.
Totally. So I feel like we've built a team, right?
You can cross one eye independently.
You can do that? Oh, man. Watch out, Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like building like a team.
Very good. I think that's a very positive way to look at everything, because everyone does have a position. While some people may take a bit more of the shining star position, the leads, right? You know, the star quarterback, whatnot. You need all the other people there in the team, or else it doesn't work.
I wouldn't look like cool if they weren't all there.
Well, I mean, you could just get up on stage and do that one eye trick. That would get you through at least like one round of applause.
Well, it's funny that, like, just like, we have grown a lot as a band. I think we've all gotten better as musicians, but we've also brought in a lot of talented people, and I think that it allows Scott to maybe not have to do all the shit he maybe had to do in the beginning of the band to keep people entertained, right? Because, like, didn't have many songs. Now we have more songs, and we have more people that he can go.
I'm going to breathe. I'll wipe down the head.
And I love the fact that, like, most of our horn players are like taller than me, pretty much, or my height, and so I can just walk behind them. Just take a breather.
get away from the pressures of being the front man.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, Scott, not just necessarily the Brethren, but used to always wear different costumes, would strip naked and light himself on fire.
It was a long time
ago. A long time ago, but you did do it, is what I'm saying.
I don't remember. So, I've seen you guys play a lot. I do not remember yourself.
Those were the Malchicks days way back.
Oh, the Malchicks.
Yeah.
I do remember the Malchicks.
But
I still don't remember Fire, but I do remember the Malchicks. Good stuff.
I only recently, I think it was last Christmas, I think, I was at a family gathering, and I mentioned to my dad that
you used to get naked and light yourself on fire?
Well, no, those aren't mutual. Those are done in separate things.
You're ruining the story, man. Print the legend.
But I mentioned that I had this fire trick that I did when I performed, and the look of horror on his face. I was like, I should have just kept
doing it. Your dad big on fire safety?
Yeah.
He was the fire captain.
Oddly, I am. I'm an unofficial fire marshal at my work.
Oh, there you go. So. Do you tell them about your fire stories?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. I want to hear the next part. I've got two things I need to know. One, I saw the artwork that you guys have out for Space Case Part 6. There's like a giant space squid and some other stuff. There's a flying Winnebago. And I want to know, is that specifically from or just an homage to the great Mel Brooks' Spaceballs?
It is definitely an homage to in the first Space Case song, one of the lines, and I think you were the one who maybe threw it out there. No, you were Schism Anyways,
the prism of plagiarism
is one of the lines in the first song. And I was like, this is my disclaimer that I can call upon any sci-fi reference in any of the rest of the songs. And they're all, so there's a, one of the lines in five is like, that's no moon.
Yeah, fair.
Halt, stop. Hey, he's in BioShock or whatever. Anyways, yeah, video game reference. Yeah,
but then it's all coming together, really gelling.
And that, and so if you look into the lyrics of all of our Space Case songs, they're littered with sci-fi.
No, with the prism of plagiarism. I get it. Okay, yeah, I'm in it. All right,
but that is a Photoshop composited homage to the, that is not the actual Spaceballs.
Okay, I haven't watched Spaceballs in a minute. I'm like, did they just like pull that screenshot or did they sit there and like craft?
No, that's crafted from multiple various photos from a free stock site called Pixabay or whatever.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm familiar with Pixabay.
And our first music video for Dub Rainbow was inside of a Winnebago.
Well,
the Winnebago has been a constant.
I'm kind of obsessed with them.
Do you own one?
No.
All right. We know what we're getting Scott for his birthday.
That'd be useless.
Let's do a GoFundMe. Okay, this is the brand new single off the upcoming EP from Brethren. You can check it out. You guys are doing the release show next Saturday?
Yeah, next Saturday. Cool. And we have a video launching for this single, too. Single comes out next Tuesday, September 10th, with a music video. We don't do many of those. Show's next Saturday.
There you go. Cool. Well, Saturday, I'll let you know. The single's...
14th.
The 14th?
At Cobalt.
The single's coming out right now.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Respect from my territory, master, master space.
So there you have it, folks. Part 6 of the epic journey. The Space Case, Part 6. Available now? Soon?
Next Tuesday.
You just said that before we played the song, and I already forgot.
That's okay.
That's fine.
You got lots of on your mind.
All the horns, man. There's so many horns. Like that last fucking crescendo, like the last, 45 seconds of that song, there's a lot going on, boys.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to hear Tightrope, because that's that one, I would say, so that's another one that's coming on the new EP, and I would say the ending of that is even more chaotic. Like,
Jesus.
Every single person is doing something completely different, and it all meshes together. It's pretty cool. I mean, as a songwriter, it's pretty epic to hear this, to see all these talented people playing on these songs you wrote, right? So
it's fucking wild. Wild stuff.
And that lead guitarist I've known since I was 15, and just now got to get him in my band, 30 years later.
What was the bribe?
He just likes our music.
Oh, there you go.
Thankfully, we write great songs, and we're good people to be around.
I think we invited him.
To play on part 4. I wanted him to play on part 4, which he did, and then he just had a great time, and he fit in on so many other songs, too. And
with the group, too, right?
He's a tasteful player. He'll only shine if you tell him to.
Okay. What's his name, or is he just Kevin. Lead guitar player?
Kevin is his name. He's my little guitar hero.
Kevin Lyman, yeah.
Kevin Lyman, guitar hero. Kevin, you sound like a sweetheart. Have I seen Kevin play? When did he join the band?
He played at our album release at the Fox. I think you were there for that one.
Yes.
But yeah, he's been playing with us since then.
But you're not to blame there, Johnny, because when there's 10 people on stage and he's in the back,
there's a lot to look at, man. Yeah. I have to I have to jump and try to see Ian. Like he's always tucked back there.
And he was behind Felix, so he was kind of in the back. And he's not a guy who wants to take the spotlight.
No.
That's very humble. That's very not mostly guitar players.
And that's why I think you kind of need that, right? Like, you need that to, make it, right? To have a little bit of bravado and
him. If there's 10 people on stage, he doesn't need to take the
fight. Exactly.
There's more than
that's
enough.
That's why we love it.
Scott's got the eye trick. What more do you need? So tell me a bit about the release show. It's happening at the Cobalt, which I haven't been to in a hot minute. I thought it shut down again.
Oh, I didn't hear that. We played the Cobalt last year. It was a lot of fun. I think it's a great sounding venue.
A few weeks ago.
I'm sure it's open again now, but it's like the last time I heard of a show at the Cobalt, I'm like, didn't that place shut down again? Do they still have the chandelier? Is that the same people?
No.
Okay. So
it's like basically painted an all black room.
Okay. Yeah. So it's changed again. I can't keep up.
Yeah. We're excited. I mean, I think it's what's really cool for us is we love playing with ska bands, and we play a lot with we've played a lot with Counterpoint and Brass Action and Brasser and Wavebirds, but it's kind of cool. This show is going to be a lot more punk. So we got Mushy Face, who I know you very well.
Mushy Face, they're very fun.
Yeah.
Very strange guys, but very fun.
Yeah. And then the Fomites, who obviously a huge punk band who we've never actually played with, so I'm excited about
I
that.
Have. They are loud.
You have.
Yeah, I know. I opened for them at Pub 340 once as Jason. Yeah. Voorhees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They are loud and they are aggressively fast.
Yeah.
I've got their record here somewhere. It's up on the thing. My bull spins up.
Sure, that sounds great. Yeah. And then the other band is playing their first show called Like Whatever. And they I believe it's a couple people from the band Rain City.
Okay.
But never played with them before either. So three bands we played with Mushy Face at that Punkhoover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was the first time we ever met them. Like you said, super nice guys.
Yeah, they're very nice. Sevi's he's a lot, but he's great.
They seem like really nice guys. Like Scott was saying earlier, most of Brethren lives and just sits in our houses most of the time, so we don't really know many people. So they seem very, very nice, and they invited us out, and so we're really excited to play with them.
Yeah. And you just got the Fomites because they play fucking 12 times a weekend. Like, those boys.
They play a lot.
They're a lot. They're very good. I just saw them last weekend. And they're the sweetest boys.
Yeah.
Especially Dom. Dom's a sweetheart, and he fucking shreds on the guitar.
Yeah.
Jesus absolutely. Christ. Yeah. My God. We've got about 14 or so minutes left in the show. What do you guys want to do? The Wavebirds are still back there. What do you guys want to do? You guys have high scores? You want to... What game should I be playing now? I have Xbox Series X. What do you recommend?
I don't know. Balatro's coming out out on mobile soon, so it's game over for everybody else.
It's like a poker.
Super addictive poker game.
Poker?
Poker, sort of.
That doesn't have any monsters.
Does anybody want to know my solitaire stats? I'm dead serious. It's the only game I play. I've played more than 10,000 games of solitaire.
I was really excited that Bethesda.
You probably like Blatro, actually.
Bethesda.
I've tried other games. They never pleased me.
They just secretly released Castles, which is like the Fallout Shelter app for Skyrim kind of thing.
Video games is what we're going to talk about, apparently.
Apparently the next. I've lost control of this show. I swear to God, that was about punk rock at one time.
Play at least another song.
Right? Yeah, what do you guys want to do? I mean,
it is a radio station.
I pulled up some Malchick.
Whatever, really?
Yeah, I found apparently Ska Von Garnet.
I would go Dr. Skankenstein if I were you. That would be my choice.
I was looking at that, and that the name alone.
The bass playing is unbelievable in that, too. So
it's pretty good, too, though.
They're all great. It's one of my favorite Ska albums. I only, as somebody who writes Ska music, I sadly only really listen to two or three Ska bands. Malchick's. And one album of The Real Big Fish.
The Real Big Fish.
Oh, Slackers. I really like
that. The Real Big Fish.
That's right? The Real Big Fish.
I've never heard them referred to
as Nintendo.
The Real Big Fish. Yeah. Go and play your the Nintendos.
I said it to make it sound like I don't listen to ska music.
Yeah.
But I love this album so much. Oh. And this song especially.
Okay. Well, while we figure out some other stuff to play, here, listen to a bit of a Scott in Another Life, Another Time. Another place.
The late 90s.
Another time. Another place. Here, this is Dr. Sandstein. This is the Malchick's. You listen to CGSF 90.1.
We'll be right back. guys, it's me, Jason. Did I miss something? Guys? Guys, hello? Is anybody there? Guys? Hello? Is anybody there? Is that... What? Can I play now? Is it time to record? Hello?
Bit of the English beat, old Two-Tone Legends with Two Swords off of their album Just Can't Stop It. Before that, we traveled all the way back to the late 90s, the early 2000s. We put on our JNCOs, we got on our skankin' bands, and we listened to the Malchecks with Dr. Skankenstein off the album Scavant Guard. So much wordplay. It's very good. I quite enjoy it. If you guys are just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are a weekly ska, punk, rockabilly, and radical radio program which each and every Thursday night from the hours of 9 to 10 p.m. My guests this week have been... Brethren.
Yeah!
Very good. And the Wavebirds. Wavebirds. Yeah! Both of which we had brand new singles. The Malchecks. Brethren's newest single is called Space Case Part 6, part of the Epic series. Go to Bandcamp. You can get the whole thing, get caught up for when it releases next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
With an accompanying video, which I'm assuming is going to be on the YouTubes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Fantastic. And then you can go check them out live at the Cobalt next Saturday, the 14th.
Correct.
Oh, man, I'm good. And then this Saturday, this weekend, you can go to Bully's in New Westminster and see the Wavebirds. They are doing their official release of their first single that we played earlier in the show, High Score PLI. Will they ever beat it? I don't know.
VancouverScotMonth.com for this.
Mike said, VancouverScotMonth.com. You can get links and find out. We'll also be joined, just a little bit keeping, on the 19th with Brassu, who have a brand new EP out called Rudioso. And we will be continuing our coverage of Vancouver Ska Month. Guys and ladies, thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for spending time with me. Thanks for making music. Thanks for keeping the ska scene alive in the city, because my stupid band doesn't stop playing ska. We start playing folk punk like a bunch of losers.
Still waiting for the return of Bone Daddies.
I'm trying. So I have to play ska songs by myself on my acoustic guitar and then tell me it it's not as good. That's fine. Anyways, go check it out. Again, New Westminster, Bully Studio this Saturday. Check out the Wavebird. Support it. Go check it out. And I want, when you guys have the new singles coming out, I want to hear them. Bring them on. You're welcome back anytime. Go out to the Cobalt and see Brethren. The EP's on out for that show, right?
No, we just put out the single. EP's going to come out in December.
December. Very good.
We're going to play the Wise Hall.
Okay. Ooh. Oh.
Nightmares Before Scarville.
Oh, I like that. Spooky.
That's a teaser.
Okay, great. We're pretty much out of here. If you guys love what you hear, you can always find us on cgsf.ca on the new CGSF app. You can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio, until I burn that thing to the ground, because fuck Facebook. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Mike wanted to hear a song before we go, because y'all are going off to see this band tomorrow in Seattle. The only, this is Streetlight Manifesto. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you, Johnny. You're welcome. Keep making songs. I'll keep skanking. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right, cool. We'll see you guys next week. Play the damn song!
You were practically surrounded, you were trapped. But the opposition sold, the blood ran cold. When they saw the look of love in your eye, maybe the times we had, they weren't that bad. And everything else was part of the plan we sang.
I don't know where we go.
This is the Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. And we all just idolized the dead. So you were born. Nothing mattered, you were fine. And some will complain, they're just bitter, what a shame. They know that loving and losing is better than nothing at all. Maybe the times we had, they weren't so bad. And everything else was part of our past, we sang.
I don't know where we go.
This is the anthem, the slogan, the summary of events. And we all just idealize the past. So you were born.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.